Today's music begins with the hymn, O Loving Founder of the Stars, played on the chimes. We continue with All Earth is Waiting, today's hymn after the sermon, presented as an organ prelude by David Sherwin. Today's anthem is a recording of the United Ringers with Sounds of Joy by Barbara Kenyon. This recording was made earlier this fall with strict safety protocols in place. Finally, our postlude is an organ setting by J. Wayne Kerr of today's opening hymn, We Hail You God's Anointed.
As we prepare now to enter into worship, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, literally or figuratively, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love, God's grace, God's peace, God's hope with you. Let me invite you to take a deep breath with me this morning or this afternoon or whenever it is that you are listening. Breathe in God's Spirit. It is within reach. Hold on to that for just a moment. And then as you breathe out, let go of what is weighing you down and causing you anxiety or concern at this moment, knowing that God will hold on to it for you. And let us join together in worshiping and reflecting on our theme for today, which happens to be Shouts of Joy. Have you ever felt joy? Perhaps at the birth of a baby or upon hearing good news from your doctor? Maybe you felt joy after learning you had gotten the job for which you interviewed, were chosen for the team for which you had been preparing for months, or were accepted at the college of your choice. When we share our joy, we seldom whisper. More often than not, when we share our joy, we do so with exuberance, emotion, even animation, and most definitely with a voice that can be heard. In fact, we may even shout it from the mountaintop. In the psalm that is appointed for today, Psalm 126, we find words of encouragement and hope, assuring those who have planted their crops in despair that they will harvest those crops with shouts of joy, and reminding those who have gone out with heavy hearts that they will come home with shouts of joy, laughing, weighed down with armloads of blessing. How can this be? Because the Lord has done great things for them, and the Lord continues to do great things for us. In Pastor Addie's recent In Touch Tuesday video, she urged us not to postpone joy. Just in case you chose not to heed her wise advice, the good news is you don't need to postpone it any longer, because today we light the candle of joy in our Advent wreath, the bright pink candle that stands out from all the rest, and rightly so, because joy is what we experience when we dare to hope and love and work for peace. Joy is a deep and lasting feeling, unlike its cousin happiness, because joy is not dependent on our circumstances. Everything does not need to be going well for joy to be part of our lives. In today's epistle lesson from 1 Thessalonians, we find these words of admonition from the Apostle Paul. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. In other words, be a person who chooses joy, who chooses to acknowledge that even in the worst of times, even when everything around us feels like it's falling apart, God is present, and the troubles of this day do not get the final word. With joy, we light the pink candle on our Advent wreath and enter into worship with joy, the joy that comes from knowing God enters into worship with us, just as God enters into all of life with us as Creator, Redeemer, and life-giving Spirit. Amen. Now to confess our sins, and I invite you to join me in praying the prayer of confession. The words may be found on our Facebook page and on our website. If you don't have them within reach, not to worry. Join us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, how easy it is, especially as we continue to live amid a global pandemic, to become despondent and just plain difficult to be around. Pulled down by the negative vibe of daily news reports and negative people around us, we forget that you are still in charge, and you have never once left our side. While our circumstances may not inspire joyfulness, your presence and your promises most certainly do. Forgive us, God, for shouting our complaints rather than our joy, for succumbing to the hopelessness around us rather than trusting your faithfulness. Fill us with the joy that this world cannot give or take away, and grant us a deep desire to share that joy gently and lovingly every chance we get. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One very real reason for joy is knowing that when we confess our sins, we are forgiven. Period. No strings attached, no requirements other than to live as a people who have been forgiven, a people recipients of grace and mercy and God's goodness. Never take that gift for granted. Allow it to change your life, and allow it to change the lives of those you encounter. Amen.
Our first scripture reading are words from Psalm 126, a psalm that is appropriately titled, A Harvest of Joy. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. And our gospel reading today is from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and then verses 19 through 28. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. And now a special message for our children and, of course, our young at heart. Can you believe we are already in the third week of Advent? We have talked about hope and made our hope tellers. Last week on White Gift Sunday, even though we didn't have a specific children's message, we lifted up the theme of love, and I have seen so many awesome pictures of the nativities you made with love. And graham crackers and caramel and animal crackers and gummy bears. Now, before we get into the theme we're talking about today, we have to talk about something pretty exciting that happened this week. It snowed. I'm sure you saw it out your windows while you did schoolwork, either in your classroom or at home. I know several members of our children's choir claimed it as their joy when we shared our joys and concerns on Wednesday evening. And I know the snow didn't amount to much of anything this time, but there is something really joyful about looking out the window and seeing snow in any amount, especially when you're all snug and warm inside, and you can just look out your window as though you're looking into a snow globe. I don't think there's any coincidence that our theme for this third week of Advent is joy, and our carryout connection activity this week is about joy and snow. Have you ever heard someone use the word snowball as a verb, as an action word? When something is snowballing, it means that it is increasing or accumulating or expanding or multiplying, and usually pretty quickly, just like snow piles up outside during a blizzard. And have you ever thought about the fact that a pile of snow on your sidewalk or in your yard or on the side of the road is made up of individual flakes of snow? Isn't that crazy? All those snowflakes came down by themselves, but then found each other, and they piled up and up and up, and soon they covered the ground with snow. Talk about snowballing. I'd like to think of joy in that same way. Each of us experiences little bits of joy each day. Something makes us smile. Someone offers kindness. We remember that God loves us. We see something beautiful in nature. Someone makes us laugh. We think of someone we care about. And we feel joy. And then when we come together or connect in some way, we bring our joy with us and we share it. And even more joy can be felt. And it piles up. It snowballs. Now, it's important to note, just like Reverend Sue said, that being joyful doesn't always mean we're happy all the time or we're walking around with a smile glued to our face. God doesn't expect us to be happy all the time because there are some sad and difficult things that we see and experience in our lives and in the world. But what I believe God does want us to know is that there is always more joy to be found, even in the dark moments. God's joy will never run out, and it will never stop. It will never get plowed away, and it will never melt. In some ways, joy is what happens when we add hope and love together. When we have hope that God's love is around us, even in moments when we can't always see it, we feel that deep and abiding joy that is way bigger than temporary happiness. And that kind of deep joy is what spreads and grows and snowballs and changes everything. That's why we've named the game you're about to play Joy Snowballs, because we know that joy is something that can accumulate pretty quickly once you start to notice it, feel it, and try your best to create it and share it. So as you read the directions and play the game, and as your cotton ball snowballs pile up in your cup, and as we experience the joy of this holiday season, and we allow it to make us joyful people from the inside out, remember that even the smallest bits of joy we feel and share can really snowball, really pile up, really accumulate, and make a big impact in our lives and in the lives of others. Let's take a moment to pray together now, and then we will end in our Lord's Prayer. God, thank you for the joy that we feel because of the hope of your love. Especially this Advent and Christmas season, it's easy to focus all of our attention on the gifts piling up under the tree. But help us to also pay attention to the joy snowballing all around us because of the birth of your Son. Help us to look for joy in others, and help us to share the joy that we feel so that soon the whole earth will be covered in your joy. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.